Greetings, Flesh Wound Horror Freaks, and welcome to a brand new live episode of Flesh Wound Horror. I am Daniel Shine, joined by producer Todd Loya.
What's up?
Pugs Dread.
Namaste. What's up?
And Mike Krueger.
What's up, you sick motherfuckers?
So we're here tonight to review several new horror movies, three Shudder and one Hulu. So we're very excited to get to it. A few of these we've been waiting for a while. So we'll get right into it with our first review of the evening, which is a film from director Terrence Cray, and it is An Unquiet Grave. In this one, a year after losing his wife in a car crash, Jamie convinces her sister, Ava, to return with him to the site of the accident and help him perform a strange ritual. But as the night wears on, it becomes clear that he has dark intentions. All right, so this one, it's a very minimalist horror film. Not a lot really happens. It's totally mood driven. It's an exploration of grief, which lately has certainly been the sweet spot for horror. It's about people trying to cope with extreme emotions by going to extraordinary lengths to avoid the extreme emotions. And this one's tough. The story itself, I mean, you've seen before many, many times. Typical, just we're going to resurrect our loved one and bad things happen. There's nothing particularly original about this story. I will say this, for two actors, and literally two actors, we never see anybody else, two actors in the whole movie, Christine Nyland and Jacob A. Ware as Jamie. Fantastic. For a very micro-budget horror film, I thought the acting was really good. I bought these people's pain, and that did help. This is one of those ones, if you need action or gore or anything. I mean, there are a couple, gross moments, I guess, in a way, but for the most part, this is just looking at people coping with grief. I didn't hate it. I'll be honest. I didn't hate it, but I think a lot of people are going to have some issues with it. Krueger, what did you think of An Unquiet Grave?
Well, like you already said, the acting was really well done, and especially with having like such a small cast of just two people, they did like a really good job. I totally was feeling for them the whole time. I also liked how their different personalities kind of contrasted with each other. Ava's kind of came off as a bitch who doesn't really care about other people's feelings, and Jamie seemed like a good-natured man who just wants to take care of everybody, and you know, he can't take care of things that are out of his control, and that kind of bothers him. I thought the story was actually really heavy at times, like, you know, following a husband and a sister-in-law grieving over their loved one made it 100% understandable on why they wanted to bring her back. And once shit hits the fan, it was kind of predictable where they went, but it did get me in my feels a little bit. And I thought the last 30 minutes had a few solid moments, but overall, it's just not like it needed a little bit more, I think, to set it apart from other stuff that we've gotten. The practical effects we do get towards like the latter half of the film, though, I thought were pretty good and definitely the best part of the movie, at least for me, outside of just, you know, just feeling a lot of emotion when I was, you know, watching this. I think there's, you know, it's not horror heavy. There's a few decent moments of horror, but it's not going to hit the mark for, you know, if you're expecting a gore film or anything like that. I do recommend people check it out, though. I think it's really impressive what they were able to do with just such a small cast. And I know the girl who played Ava was also the writer of the story. So I think she has a lot to be proud about that. She read a halfway decent story and also was able to act and make you feel, you know, a lot of emotion. So, but it's not going to be for everybody. Me, I think it's just a little bit above average. That's kind of where I'm at. What about you, Pugs?
Yeah, I think we're all here on a similar page because, yeah, I didn't love it, but I think it's fine. I wasn't blown away. I don't know. I don't know if I'd recommend everyone if it's worth everyone checking out. Like, I don't know. It starts off pretty cool. It feels like it might be like a Night of the Living Dead situation in the beginning. But then it just veers off. I think it is original about the twin angle. That's cool. But other than that, I wasn't that into it. And by the time, you know, we get to the end, I'm like, oh, that was cool. But I don't really feel as good or as bad as I think this movie wanted to make me feel. So I think that lady is a better actor than a writer, or something got lost in translation, because there's a cool idea there. But for me, it didn't hit the mark. But, you know, I'm glad I checked it out. I wouldn't recommend it, though.
Before you ask, I want to pose to all you guys, what do you think of the ending?
Do I get to go before we
go ask? Go for it. I said I acknowledged you.
Yeah.
As a tribal chief?
Well, I almost followed
Ozzy V.
Yeah, don't take that from Ozzy.
Well, I almost fell asleep during this review, like I almost did in the movie. Yeah, for an hour and like 12 minutes, this thing felt long. I think you all liked it better than me. I did not have a good time with this. Okay. I was checking my watch and. Phone. Let's be honest. I'm checking my phone. Yeah. Why'd I say watch? The fuck am I, Caesar? So,
of course.
Yeah, this is a miss for me. I can't say anything really. I like the actors were fine. I just didn't care. Unfortunately, I'm glad you guys kind of liked it.
I didn't care enough. Yeah. Again, I don't think we're too far off from each other. Todd, you may be a little bit, but I think we'll see.
I don't know. Maybe I was just in a fucking mood. Maybe it's what's going on in my personal life, why I, like, you know, resonated with the story so much. Yeah. I think you kind of have to be going through some shit to actually, you know, maybe feel as strong of emotions as I have.
What did you guys think? A lot of people are complaining about the ending because it doesn't elaborate. I like that it just kind of ended there. What are you going to say?
Yeah, I don't think that we needed a definitive answer to, you know, the story.
We'll get it in a loud grave.
Well, you got a resolution. I know some people were underwhelmed by it. I think though that is gonna underwhelmed is gonna be the typical response for this movie. But I do think the acting really carried it to something for me above average, but let's go ahead and rate this one 0 to 5 stars. I give this one a 3. I can't go much higher. Cause like I said, the story, there's nothing unique about it, but the actors drew me in. Will I watch this again? No, I don't think I'd ever need to, but it was a solid one time watch. What say you, Kruger?
I'm a 3 out of 5 as well. I agree with you 100%. I don't ever need to watch this movie again. That being said, though, I'm going to keep my eye out on the director and the writer both, because I think they may have some future projects that I may be interested in.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Todd?
I 100% agree with you, Kruger. While I didn't like this film, there's enough for me to want to check out their next project. But yeah, I'm a 2. We aren't that far off, really. I mean, you guys are just above average. I'm just below. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
I am also a 3.
Yeah.
But you don't need to see it unless you're curious. And like, if you want to see it, like maybe it starts making top 10 lists for some reason, I would say then check it out. But until then, you're fine.
See what everything Pug said sounds like a 2 to me. Cause if it's 3, it's above average and you should watch it.
Because the acting, with Dan on that. I think they were outstanding and I like the idea. It's just the path we take to get there. Not that great.
I cared enough about the characters. I mean, this movie, if you showed it to 100 horror fans, just at random, it's going to be about 90% are just going to say it's boring, and that's going to be the end of it. But there's a little something there. Like I said, the story could have been a more interesting, though.
The one thing I'll say, it doesn't waste your time with being 79 minutes. I mean, there's much worse ways you could spend an hour and 20 minutes. So, or an hour and 10 minutes or whatever the fuck it is. I can't do math. But I lost math like three concussions ago. But yeah, I think it's definitely at least worth checking out. If anything, you're not out a bunch of time.
No. And speaking of concussions, if you want to see Kruger's wrestling commentary on Patreon, that should be up this Saturday, I believe.
Yeah, this Saturday, watch me do a commentary on one of my worst matches ever. To find out what match, though, you got to be a Patreon subscriber. So check that out. Starts at just $1 and well worth it.
And best match will be soon.
Best match will be coming. But you sure get the shit kicked out of you for your worst match ever, though.
Hey, so. Save it.
Come on, boy. No spoilers. All right. So moving on with another Shudder film, one that I know we were talking about a while, and that is Super Deep, which is a film from director. Okay, I'm gonna try my best on this. Arseny Sukin. Maybe I should say Sukin. Well, S-U-K-H-I-N.
Shuyin.
Okay, Arseny.
I don't know.
If it's not Sukin, sorry, Russian comrade, don't kill us.
He did some other movies before. He's legit now. Damn it. All right, so Super Deep. Shit, and that sounds like his previous
right.
He is super deep. All right, the Kola Super Deep Borehole is the largest.
I didn't even realize that was the fucking name of a fucking.
That's how they do it in Russia. They like it in the borehole. The Kola Super Deep Borehole is the largest Russian secret facility. In 1984, at the depth of more than 7 miles below the surface, unexplained sounds were recorded resembling the screams and moans of numerous people. This is sounding more and more.
God damn.
Am I on Pornhub? Since these events, the object has been closed. A small research team of scientists and military personnel go down below the surface to find the secret hidden these many decades. What they will discover will
the clitoris.
The clitoris. Yes, I don't think it exists. Pose the greatest threat humanity ever faced. So yes,
it's oh my a- fucking god!
It's not a porno. It's kind of maybe sort of like a porno.
I just love that Dan said the clitoris doesn't exist.
I don't know. Not according to South Park.
Dan doesn't have enough experience to answer the question.
Fuck you, God.
you just said because of South Park and not your own experience.
And we're adults.
Yeah. If there was ever a time to show our maturity on Flesh Wound Horror,
there we go. Right now. There's red. It's the Earth's clitoris.
There you go. The Earth's clitoris. There you go. Does any of these other actors have porn names? Vadim Demchog. Okay. Well, I thought that said.
Well, and if you want to know the actual description of the movie, you should probably pause and go read it.
Yeah, yeah, there you
but
go.
But that's the actual description. But I mean, if you want to
read it,
if the main girl was on Pornhub, though, I'd give it a click.
There you go. All right. Kruger, what did you think of Super Deep?
All right. So
you love that Russian porn.
Yeah. So I will say it had a pretty good soundtrack. Like, I really thought the soundtrack added to some scenes and really stood out to me. This is definitely the thing it inspired in more than a few ways. Honestly, I would call Super Deep like a Russian thing, kind of similar to how Sputnik was kind of like Russia's alien. The characters for me were a weak point. They seemed pretty bland. I don't know if this movie was dubbed or what. It seemed like it was dubbed at times. And I think that kind of took some of the emotion out of the character. Plus, I don't think the dialogue did it any favors either. Maybe if it was like in a native like Russian tongue and with subtitles, I wouldn't have felt this way. Just with the way the voices came, it just seemed unnatural and just almost like a video game. I think that's the best way to describe it. It felt like I was playing a video game, and like when you're hearing somebody talk, like telling you how to go do a mission or something,
like Uncanny Valley kind of.
Yeah. So the story for me, it started out really strong, and like once the crew got into the super deep, all the body horror aspects that came into play were really, really grossly awesome. There's some like really good practical effects in here. If anything, I'll say that. The final act also was really strong. The creature we got looked fucking disturbing as hell and just was amazing fucking practical monster. I just think he unfortunately came on the screen way too fucking late, because this movie just dragged for me in just so many fucking scenes. And it really, like, it pained me because of how awesome the practical stuff was. But not even this awesome monster could save the fact that there was probably a half hour, if not maybe more, of fat you could have trimmed out of the story. And Pugs and I actually talked about this. I think this actually would have worked better if they were going to keep all the fat in as a miniseries, because then you could have, they could have spread it out more. But I will say this had some of the coolest fucking practical effects I've seen in a really long time. And for that alone, and with how strong the final act is, I think it's worth watching. And it's not just your average, you know, horror film. It's a little bit more than that. And I think if you're an effects guy, it's a must watch for sure. It's just, it's going to take a little bit to get there. So be forewarned, it gets boring at times, but it does make it worth it in the end. So for that, I say definitely check it out. What about you, Pugs?
Yeah, it just takes its sweet ass time. Cause like there's interesting shit going on, but either trim that shit down or put a little more interesting things in and spread it out to a mini series. I think that would have worked best, cause the season finale would have been fucking amazing. I would have been waiting for more. But yeah, the acting, they do what they gotta do. Like, it's never super boring. It just takes its fucking time to where I feel bored. The story's not boring though. Yeah, I like it. Don't love it. Creature's fucking awesome. The practical effects are fucking awesome. Most of this movie is fucking awesome. I think there's like 40 minutes that can be chopped down and it'd be like, yeah, this is great. But unfortunately, they didn't do that. So, yeah, I like it. Don't love it. I say it's worth checking out, though. Dan?
I remember when Sputnik came out, that had a lot of buzz behind it. And I didn't hate that movie, but it didn't quite live up to the hype for me personally. If I recall, that was a little bit longer than it needed to be, too. So, I mean, you made a couple points that I agree with. It is way too long. This is about a 90-minute movie, and that could have made a world of difference.
Yeah.
With this. The dubbing is bad.
It is dubbed, because that felt weird. I was like, am I watching the spaghetti western? This is
yeah, yeah, yeah. No, it's absolutely dubbed. And there are some side characters in particular that it's almost like 80s Russians trying to play 80s American porn stars, if that made mustaches and all. And it hurt because...
Hey, you don't make fun of a man's mustache.
God damn it. There you go. Having said that, though, I have a lot of really good things to say about it, because on the effects front, this is fantastic. There were some moments where... oddly enough, much like Gaia, there were some moments that reminded me a lot of Splinter, where you feel the pain, like what happens to these people, you just feel that pain. And I think on that, on the effects front, you know, monster movie aficionados will want to give this a watch. It's hard to really critique acting sometimes when you do have a bad dub. I loved the female lead. I thought she was good. I thought the head military guy was intense, and I enjoyed him as well. It's just, and their dubbing maybe wasn't quite as bad as some of the others. But yeah, I dug it. It's still a cool movie. It's a shame It's a shame. They really could have just cut some of this out and tightened it up, because there is a lot of suspense. I mean, there were some moments in here when we'll just call it that thing, is like chasing them. I mean, I'm like, holy shit, I'm really getting into this now. I wasn't too sure. But similar issues with Sputnik. I'm going to actually say, and I might be in the minority, I'm quite sure I probably will be, but I think I had more fun with this than Sputnik.
Me too.
Certainly, I don't think I'm in the minority. This is way more fun than Sputnik.
Yeah, the effects and the creatures are, I think, better. I didn't care as much for it in Sputnik, but what did you think, Todd? Did this one hit for you?
I'm glad. I thought it was going to be the one of the room we did. I think this is going to make a fucking awesome demo reel for the effects guys in this movie.
Yeah.
That's my best thing I can say about this. It was overly long. I do agree with your idea of making it a series, because that last episode. But if it was a series, I would have gave about two in. It would have been over there and watched with Raised by Wolves.
No, I don't think so. This one's you stick with the thing, so you'll do.
Yeah, that's true. But yeah, unfortunately, the length, the dubbing, all the factors. The only thing that's noteworthy for me is the effects, and that's why I said it would make it. It's going to make a great demo reel.
Question: that it's something that kind of reminded me of this. Have any of you guys seen the short film with Dakota Fanning called Zygote? It came out, I think, around 2017. It's about 23 minutes long. Very, very similar feel when the creature is chasing in that chase scene at the end. It almost looked like it was directly inspired from Zygote. So if you like this, check out Zygote with Dakota Fanning. It's a really awesome short film with really good effects.
Well, I didn't love this one, but I still want to check that out.
Yeah.
I would still revisit this, though, at some point. Again, I think if you want something to double up with The Thing, which obviously is a superior movie, you could do worse.
There's a lot better movies that you could double it up with.
I have a question
for
Dan and Todd.
Okay.
When I saw the monster, I'm like, oh, Kruger's going to love this part. What about you guys?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, yeah, yeah.
So I was really expecting Kruger to be like, you know what? I forgive everything. But right on, Kruger, because like it's cool as fuck. I want to see more of that thing, but man, you it took this long to fucking get here.
No, I remember
something cool.
I remember I was watching it with my girl, and about halfway through she like was kind of checking out, so she went to go do some other shit. But when that fucking monster came, I was like, babe, get the fuck in here, you gotta see this shit. Like, and then I proceeded to have to go and rewind, because then she wanted to see everything.
Twice, damn.
Yeah. it's okay. That, like I said, the effects were worth it. And I do agree with you, Dan. Like, I think down the line I'll probably rewatch this. Maybe I'll double it up as a thing with Sputnik, even though that may be like a little bit more disappointing. But if I want to go with a double Russian sci-fi horror night,
Bust out Night Watch.
Yeah,
that's true. In terms of the quality of the production, I mean, when you do get to the creatures and the action and everything, I mean, this is on par with a Hollywood film. It really, it exceeds
it,
you know, because there's no shoddy CG. I mean, so step in the right direction. They just have to work on the story and cutting it down. But I love Korean films. Korean films are long as hell. But
they're interesting.
Yeah.
I think part of it might hold your interest.
I
think part of it maybe we're losing the cultural difference is not hitting right for this stuff.
Yeah, maybe. There's the dubbing too. There could be more to it.
But there wasn't any dubbing in Sputnik, and I'm pretty much on par with that.
Yeah, that is true. That was
And it's the similar issues.
I feel like the acting in Sputnik didn't suffer though. Like, I remember the acting in Sputnik just being like super fucking good. And
yeah,
like,
it was.
I just feel like the dubbing may have hurt. Maybe I would have thought the performances were better, because like even the main girl, like I know you said that you liked her a lot, Dan, but for me, like I was feeling honestly really nothing until the final act. Hmm. But
I liked her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, why don't we rate this bitch then?
Yeah, absolutely. What say you, Kruger?
3 out of 5 for me. I wish I could. I want to give it more than 3 out of 5, but I honestly just can't because of how much it drags. So 3 out of 5, but check it out for the awesome effects for sure. What about you, Pugs?
I was going back and forth. I'm going to give it the higher one just because I do think it's worth it with the effects and stuff. 3.5, but to check it out for sure. Dan?
Yeah, I mean, the part that I liked, I loved, and it does raise it up to a 3.5. Could have been even more, though, for sure.
Should have been, but...
Yeah, just all in the story and, just running a little too long. What say you, Todd?
I'm in the middle. I am a 2.5. It was average. And honestly, it's average because of the effects.
So. Yeah, cool. All right.
Allow me to put my Dan hat on for a second. Had those bad boys popped out on that girl? 4, easy.
Wait, hold on. From the last show we did, because I had to take a note before, but I should change that to pugs. That was literally
I wasn't complaining.
I know, but I like wrote that down for the last show, so I could prove I knew he was going to do it.
Too cold in Russia for that, unfortunately.
No, that's the best time.
Yeah.
All right, so moving on with another Shudder film for the evening, our newest one that just recently went up, and that is Vicious Fun from director Cody Callahan. And in this one, Joel, a caustic 80s film critic for a national horror magazine, finds himself unwittingly trapped in a self-help group for serial killers. With no other choice, Joel attempts to blend in with his homicidal surroundings or risk becoming the next victim. All right. So, Kruger, what did you think of Vicious Fun?
So I went into this with not knowing anything about this movie other than the premise. And I was like, that sounds batshit crazy. I really hope it lives up to that synopsis. And it did for me. I love the 80s soundtrack. The soundtrack on this was honestly like fucking fantastic. If I was a vinyl collector, definitely would be in my collection.
You better get it, dude.
Yeah, right. I love the cast of familiar faces. David Kochner playing Zachary the therapist, and Kurgan fucking playing Mike, and Julian Richens playing Fritz. Like, all of these iconic faces as serial killers was awesome to see. Joel, the main character, was a very likable jackass. He reminds me of myself when I was younger, for sure. And he's also just, he's a fucking horror fan. So I was rooting for him because, he's very he's like us.
One of us.
Yeah, right. I also loved how much of a badass Cassie was. Her character was just really fucking cool. And she kicks so much ass. And just the concept of her character is really different and as batshit as its synopsis. So I was cool with it. I love the dialogue in this. It got me laughing so many fucking times, especially with the subtle one-liners. Pug's already said one of them. it really got me just throughout the film. Like, I know other movies that have a similar tone to this, like The Babysitter or maybe even Freaky. They didn't have me laugh nearly as much as I, cracked up in this. So definitely kudos to that, especially considering I'm not usually a crazy guy when it comes to horror comedy. But and the story, like the opening scene got me invested. And once we got to the serial killer, 12-step meeting, I loved like all the different types of killers we got. And man, when shit hits the fan, this is such a fun fucking movie. Like, if anything, I had an absolutely great time watching this. Like I said, very similar to Babysitter and Freaky, except I thought the kills were even better than both of those films combined. The kills were a huge highlight for me. And there were, I'm pretty sure almost all practical, and just lots of blood and gore. This is a splatter comedy through and through. And I really enjoyed that aspect of it. So if you're into splatter comedies, or even if you're a fucking just casual horror fan, I think you're going to have a great time watching this damn thing. And I couldn't really ask for much more in a horror comedy. I want a sequel. Definitely after what we got with the, in the ending, I think it deserves to be a franchise. And I can't wait for this to come out on Blu-ray and add it to my collection. One of the best, I would say the best horror comedy of the year by far. And maybe even outside of just this year. What about you, Pugs?
Well, I'm not going to bullshit anyone here. I fucking love this movie. It has serial killers, slasher movie style killers, and yeah, and a fucking horror fan that's just trying to survive. I fucking love this. And his idea for the movie he wants to make, I'd watch that shit too.
Right?
Yeah.
Or watch that shit. You're not going to use the idea, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, dude, the one-liners are great. I think the gore is awesome. Like, they paired the tone, the gore with the tone, because like it's not too over the top, but it's just there. I think they did everything right in this movie. Dan, I think you'll like it. I think this is what you probably wanted from Freaky. We'll find out in a few minutes or a few seconds. But yeah, this movie, it was just playing with house money for me. I loved everything about it. I can't wait to watch it again when I have time, and I can't wait to own it. This is a high recommendation from me. I loved it.
All right.
Ben Grimm, it seems from reviews I've read, people either love it or hate it based on how annoying they found the main star. Well, the main star is a male, so I think Dan will like it. The 80s vibe elevate also. That is correct. Oh, and yeah. Kruger mentioned the fucking music. Man, I was grooving so fucking hard. Yeah, yeah. I fucking loved it. So, Dan, what did you think of
All right, so this hits a lot of buttons that's going to make this film very popular with a lot of people.
Okay.
No, I didn't say that. I didn't
say that. Wait. Too.
Wait. No, okay. This one's a little bit more complex. So first off, not a very original concept, and I've seen the support group thing before, also with serial killers, but also Vampires Anonymous, Zombies Anonymous. It's not a particularly original setup. Now, of course, that's not the whole movie. I get that. But in fact, that was less than I really expected.
Couldn't you argue, but it's not an overused setup?
There's actually more than a few. Actually, just didn't Creepshow do a support group story?
Yeah,
they did. And that's the only other one I could think of. But I did, yeah.
Yeah, I feel like if I had time, I could give you probably about it.
I know. Well, it doesn't feel like overused like a lot of
times. No.
That's what I was saying.
Yeah, sure. And it's not a big criticism. I actually felt like this might be good or bad, depending how you take it. I kind of felt like this felt like a good pilot maybe for like a Shudder series with these two, like, hunting down a different serial killer each week.
I'd watch the shit out of that.
But... good pilot, good movie. I don't know. I'm a little bit in Ben. It's funny that you say that because I was not thrilled with the lead. I could see a lot of actors doing a better job. He's not bad.
The ideal person's already died. So,
oh yes.
Speaking of Russians,
you're right.
Yes, that is true. Anton Yelchin would have probably
killed
elevated
this. He would have killed it.
Evan Marsh is okay. I just never really felt much for him in the relationships. I don't think it's a writing issue. I don't think it's the filmmaker. I just he wasn't quite the actor that I wanted for this. Having said that, there's some fantastic supporting cast. Julian Richings is Fritz, who has been popping up in a lot of stuff lately. Anything for Jackson being the best one. He was also just in Spare Parts, and
he's got bills too.
As you mentioned, Robert Millay, aka Kurgan, I wouldn't mind seeing a spinoff movie with him. I think it'd be kind of interesting seeing just Kurgan killing teens at a campground.
I'd have no issues with that.
I want him to like decapitate them all and then like dance around to the Oddities theme song and just juggle.
And
I don't know.
Truth commission. Show.
Yeah, he's had an interesting career. He's in the horror genre too. He was in Septic Man. He was in Becky most recently, and a couple others. I like him. He can actually act. I mean, he's a big giant.
I like his second career, not so much his first.
I like the Oddities. I'm not, you know. but yeah, like I said, this has got a lot going for it. I think a lot of people will be entertained. Some good gore. They do a pretty good job sometimes trying to recreate. Well, any period piece on a budget is tough, but they do a pretty good job of recreating the 80s, and there's, they kind of make light of the mustache. You don't insult a man's mustache.
Dude, I was dying at that part. And when he's like, you're this close. But the one that made me laugh the most is so stupid. I'm just going to spoil this part. It's in a doctor, is a hospital, and the doctor keeps dropping the glove, and like he's a surgeon.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That busted me up so fucking hard. Anyway, continue, Dan.
Yeah, so I don't hate this movie by any means. It just, I don't know, I'm not, I guess I'm in the middle for people. I did not like the lead, and that really held it back for me quite a bit.
I'm looking into a mirror, right, Dan?
Yeah, Dan, he needed a hat. Dan would have been a 5 stars if he had the hat.
If you put a hat on a better actor, maybe. I don't know if it would have done my, Evan Marsh couldn't wear my hat. I'm sorry, he just couldn't. But it is what it is.
Did I say my opinion? I already forgot. I'm just okay. Shocker. I'm also with most of us, and I did really like this. Well, the premise did immediately make me think of the recent Creepshow. I like that we had like the different archetypes. We had the Bundy, we had the Gacy, we had BTK kind of.
Like, well, if BTK worked for the government,
yeah. But I mean, we had all that, so that made it fun. I mean, ideally, we have the real ones. But I mean, like everyone, like I had no problem with the lead. It was just, yeah, for me, it was a good time start to finish. I was kind of worried because I was like, if this one had all the elements, but it could go really wrong. And like, and I'm the first one who's going to call out the 80s vibe being wrong. I saw no issues. The music captured the period. Yeah. Like amazingly, and a lot of people screw that up, and it's really easy to, apparently, because this is the first time in a while I've heard someone get it right. So I was very happy with it. So on that note, I'm gonna let Dan go first.
I wish I could go higher. I'm at 2.5. There were things I liked, but it just didn't engage me. Like I think it probably will most people. But
it doesn't surprise me because he didn't like Freaky either.
Yeah,
so, and that's,
but
a similar,
I figured
tone.
This isn't as goofy,
well, like,
and teeny.
More.
Okay,
no.
But
right. I kind of figured that the tone similar. I kind of thought he'd be a low number.
You like the first Babysitter though, and that's what confuses me.
I like the first Babysitter. I hated the second.
Yeah.
You gave me the 3.
The second Babysitter?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I remember it vividly because I was shocked. Because you shit on it pretty hard, but you gave me the 3. I think me and Todd were both like, wow, that didn't sound like you.
Right. I was rated on the scale because he liked the first one so much.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had to go back and listen to my review. Yeah, I do like the first Babysitter. I just, I don't know.
For me, I'm a 4.5 out of 5. I really, really like this one a lot, and it's definitely one of the strongest movies from this year for me. What about you, Pugs?
I'm a 5. I fucking loved it. It has all the fucking things to make me smile. Humor and serial killers and a little bit of gore. I'm content as fuck.
I'm with Pugs. I'm a 5.2. I really like this one, and also like Kruger, I can't wait to pick up the Blu-ray. And that takes a lot more for me to say now.
Yeah, and I think I could be at a 5 with another viewing too, because I do already want to watch it again.
Yeah,
franchise this shit and take Dan's idea, make this a fucking series. I'm down.
Yeah, I'm down with that. Yeah, Shudder original series. You know, I think they need more like shows we can look forward to on Shudder. So absolutely.
Yeah, despite my average rating, I would check it out. Absolutely. All right. So.
So I'm surprised Pugs didn't call it, but Dan's the one who loves Creepshow.
I'm just going to leave it. Creepshow's coming around for me, though.
Yeah. I know, I was surprised. Dan, don't forget, after the next review, I got a little rant.
Oh, sure. Absolutely. All right. So our next review for the evening is a Hulu original, breaking from Shudder here, and that is False Positive, from director John Lee. And in this one, as if getting pregnant weren't complicated enough, Lucy sets out to uncover the unsettling truth about her fertility doctor. Okay, so this is an A24 film. We just earlier, if you didn't listen to it, we did a review for Zola from A24. So be sure to check that out.
This is like my fifth A24 movie this week.
That's not a bad thing usually. So I was really impressed with the cast they had for this one. Ayanna Glazer is Lucy, who I've watched in a lot of comedic stuff. It's kind of cool seeing her, flex her dramatic acting muscles here. Usually you see her kind of as the co-star, at least what I've seen. Justin Theroux is her husband, Adrian. Always enjoy Justin. I was a big fan of
Leftovers.
The Leftovers. Oh, okay, Pugs. I didn't know you watched that. Awesome.
Fuck, dude. Just put a gun in my mouth. Let me watch the show. See if I survive. Fucking great. Love that shit.
We'll have to talk about that one day. It doesn't get enough attention. Also, Pierce Brosnan is Dr. Hindle. Gretchen Mol.
Stu from Mrs. Doubtfire, right, Todd?
Never was a good movie, still isn't.
Third best 007.
Bullshit too, Dan. I didn't know that. God damn.
I can go into second rant at the end if you want to go on.
That's fine. Let's save it. You guys are fucking nuts.
We'll have rants at the end. Yeah, we won't derail it now, but we will have rants at the end. So yeah, Gretchen Mol, another actress, loved her on Boardwalk Empire, 13th Floor, another film that doesn't get talked about a lot. So anyways,
A False Positive.
She was the nurse Dawn, yes.
Okay, yeah. She's Ride or Die. I love her.
Yeah.
Damn, I think that's in my notes, Ride or Die.
Oh, sorry.
Well, Pugs, what did you think of False Positive? I haven't tagged you in first yet.
All right, let's see if I can say this without being a complete asshole. The bitch is the problem of the whole fucking story. So that's a clear no, I didn't. I did not like her. I'm pretty sure I'm supposed to, but she just kept being difficult. And like, I know you're pregnant, I know shit goes, hormones go, but man, listen to your doctor, stop being weird, it's for the best. Dawn, love her, fucking give her a promotion, give her a raise, she is down as fuck. I love her to death. Pierce Brosnan as a fucking creepy dude, his smile, I was like, I don't trust you, man. So yeah, I liked it. Didn't love it, but I was mad at this girl the entire time, and her unreliable narrative kind of got under my skin every now and again.
I know what part you liked.
We'll get to that in spoilers. I don't think we can say that above the spoiler, before the spoiler wall. So, yeah, it's cool to press play. I guarantee, I would say check it out, but lower your expectations and have fun with it.
That scene you're talking about, I was like, oh, Pugs. what did you think, Kruger?
I thought the soundtrack was fantastic. It added a lot to the atmosphere of the film. Cinematography also. I mean, it's A24, so that's kind of a given at this point.
Dude, but that one shot where Justin throws at the laptop, I fucking love that. That was like under the skin bullshit. Anyway.
Yeah. The acting was great. You already talked about Pierce. I can't say his fucking last name. How the fuck you say it?
Brosnan.
I thought he stole the show for me, honestly. That Dr. Hindle character was creepy as fuck in the most subtle way. And I thought that his performance was really well done. I thought the acting all around, though, was pretty good. But I do agree with Pugs. Lucy started to become an unlikable character for me too, especially considering some of the decisions she makes.
Understood Scott Peterson more. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I said that. I just honestly, I was waiting for somebody to put her in her fucking place because she was getting a little ridiculous for me. The story, I thought, you know, it starts out very wholesome, but quickly, you know, Lucy and Adrian have to make this really tough decision. And from there, we got like all these weird fever dreams from Lucy and just this mysterious shit happening around their pregnancy and Dr. Hindle that I found it really interesting. The final act took a turn that was a little predictable for me, though. It's still fairly fucked up, but especially with a certain scene we get, but the ending just kind of disappointed me. They teased something that I really wanted to happen, and they just didn't do it, and that ended up hurting my rating, as well as just what we leave the movie on. If they would have just cut it maybe a couple of seconds before that, the ending wouldn't have, you know, just been like, what the fuck, as much for me. And I think it is a very what the fuck moment, but it hurt, I think, the movie for me overall. And especially like for me to try to give it a higher rating than I'm going to give it. So overall, though, I would say check it out. But I'd also say it's probably one of the weaker A24 films I've seen recently.
I think we're all going to be pretty close on this one. So I put over A24 a lot lately. I mean, I think some of the greatest horror genre films, not that they're just the horror genre, they're great in general.
Minuscule part of them.
But some of the heavy hitters have
that's
come
like
from
saying
there.
Warner Brothers is the greatest horror label ever because they made The Exorcist, though.
They've done more than a couple classics.
No, I'm just using that as an example.
Yeah, no, I get that. But in general, A24, I'm there. So this is a good movie, very well acted. It is well below for me most of the other A24 horror films. Unfortunately, we don't get a Midsommar or anything here. I was a little underwhelmed. I thought towards the end they had a chance to really go out on a ballsy note, and they kind of cop out. And if you've seen it, you know what I'm talking about. I thought, like, holy shit, it's bringing it home with the ending. And then, yeah, they don't. I still really enjoyed it. There's some what the fuck moments here with Pierce Brosnan's character that caught me off guard. I wasn't really expecting.
When he moves up the bullshit. I'm like, don't look at me while you do that, man.
So I had a good time watching it. Again, this is a very well-made film. Some fantastic actors. Like I said, Gretchen Mol, not that she's a featured role really, but even she's very underrated. She's somebody that should have became much bigger in the late 90s and into the 2000s than she did, because I think she's fantastic. I think Ayanna Glazer as Lucy. Like I said, looking at her in this, I know you guys didn't maybe like the character, but I think her acting is spot on.
I love her from Broad City. So,
She did her job. I just don't think I like.
Just going to say this, because this is like a weird thing I've noticed lately, a trend in it, and I'm not calling you guys out, but why do we need a likable lead character? Back in the 70s, no one had a likable character.
It's I was just pointing it out.
I know that. That's what I'm not saying. But like ever since the 80s, it's like you have to have a likable lead. I like a Joe Spinell lead. That's what I'm saying. I wasn't calling you guys out.
But I think with the narrative now. All right. But I think with the narrative, with the story what the story was trying to tell, I think we needed to be sympathetic towards her. And for me, I just, the decisions that she was making made me not feel as bad for her as I should have.
Yeah, I can see it differing for different people.
Yeah, I have a totally different opinion, but I can't give it till we're past that spoiler wall.
Yeah, I don't know. I did have some sympathy for her until maybe at certain points, maybe didn't as much.
But I think you're only supposed to have it so long for her.
Yeah, that's true.
Like a heel turn?
I think it's intentional.
Yo, absolutely, yeah. And I just, this one, it could have gotten to a higher level towards the end, and it just didn't. It didn't make the right decisions for me. Having said that, I still enjoyed the hell out of it. So
yeah, I'm not saying that I loved it either. Something that came to my brain, but I liked it. I'm with you guys. It kind of left me, I don't want to say it left me unsatisfied. It's one of those where, I'm trying hard above the spoiler wall. But yeah, I overall did enjoy it some for the most part.
Don't you feel like a villain would have a little more? I'll get into it into spoilers, but yeah, acting's top notch. We'll rate it because this is, I think, going to be the one that we're going to have the most to talk about in spoiler section. So for me, I am a 3.5. I wanted to go higher again. That's kind of a theme for tonight, but it didn't quite get there for me. But yeah, I do think it's worth watching. What say you, Kruger?
I appreciate you not being a hipster about it. 3.5 for me too. If they would have stuck the ending, it would have been an easy 4 or higher. But they should have went with the more grim ending. Yeah, I think you would agree with me, Pug. So what about you?
Yeah, a certain maneuver, and this could have got a 5 easily. Could have created everything. But I was going back and forth between 3.5 and a 4 because like I wasn't bored. But yeah, I can't go higher than a 3.5. 3.5.
Yeah. I've been going back and forth between a 3.5 and a 3. So I'm going to be a little generous today. I'm going to give it a 3.5 because I did like it. I did like the ride and some more. We'll talk in spoilers. It's on Hulu. I say check it out. I kind of get why this one was one of those ones where like, should we put it out or put it or sell it to Hulu? I think they made the right call.
That I co-sign 100%.
Yeah. I don't see anybody saying like, this is the next, Hereditary, Midsummer, Witch, whatever. I doubt it. I shouldn't say that for sure. Somebody might. So should we do these rants before we get into spoilers?
No, I think we should do spoilers, come back from spoilers and do it. Unless you want to do it now, I don't care.
I'd say do the rants now just because we teased it.
Make them come back after spoilers.
All right.
That's cool. I think we have a good momentum on false positive. We can go straight into spoilers.
Cool, cool.
That's the only reason. Since we're mid-discussion. All right. So if you don't want to be spoiled, we're going to spoilers. It'll have the little spoiler gimmick at the bottom. So you can come back later if you're watching live and don't care. There we go. All right. Spoiler alert.
All right. So false positive. How much would your ratings have changed if it ended with her just chucking
those motherfuckers
out the windows?
Yeah. Dude.
I would give it a 5. If the movie had the balls to do that, yeah.
All right.
And then the credits roll over the splatter.
Now, I'll say this. If she would have just chucked them off, but I didn't get to see it, it would have only been like maybe a 0.5 point. But if they would have did a zoom up on those two babies' heads cracking off the motherfucking concrete, 5.
Do you want the Alan Rickman Die Hard though?
No. You want the fucking the Mama Death in Dread? I do too.
I think.
Yeah, she's got a leather jacket, just like boom.
Yeah, and also like so when she has her little underdeveloped fetus and she's fucking breastfeeding it. I just want
to
like,
go up to a 4.
Like I would have just been like, all right, just cut it like before this thing like starts suckling on her nipple. Cause I don't know. I know that was supposed to be her perfect ending and I get the artistic value of it, but I would have preferred just seeing this grim image of this fucking crazy bitch with her, abortion fetus fucking suckling her nipple. And yeah, I think Pugs, you and I, what'd you say? That was a cool imagery, but we didn't need the suckling.
Honestly, if she would have just put that dead thing right by her fucking nipple.
Yeah.
Oh, that's creepy. Maybe it actually is there. With the unreliable narrative, we don't know. She could be fucking tripping balls again. Who fucking?
Well, I think that's the point of it. I mean, isn't it all just, in her head?
She's what she wants. Yeah, fucking pregnant ladies are kind of crazy. Yeah.
No comment.
Okay. I'm like, I never get there, but yeah, I don't want to get you sleeping on the couch.
The only one.
Fuck, I was going to say something. What was it?
The doctor, Pugs.
Best line in the whole fucking movie. I'm not your mystical negress.
Oh,
I was like, you are now, sister.
Give us an old school.
I thought you were going to the BJ.
Wow, he didn't even say it. I was expecting him to say it. Come on, Dan.
I don't know what I'm supposed to say. I don't know. Sorry.
Pug's dread is black.
Yeah. Oh, there you go. You wanted me to go old school. I was thinking the damn movie. Yes. Pugs is black. Yeah. So for you audio listeners, that's okay.
I wasn't asking you to do your Frank the Tank impression. Calm down there, Dan.
That's where my head went. You guys reviewed that. There was controversy recently. So that's where my head went. Did you? James Bond making out with Justin Theroux.
What the fuck?
Oh, and then the head's going down, and I'm like, God damn.
I started laughing my ass off. I'm like, oh, shit. We're doing this. That's cool. fuck, there was a point I wanted to make about Pierce, about a fucking the doctor's sperm being all crushed. Like, that scene was kind of cool. Dawn. Fuck yeah. She's going to go check that bitch for a magazine for her, for her boss.
Ride or die.
Yeah, clearly. Give this bitch a raise. She knows what's up.
Put a ring on Dawn.
I did not like the main character, and that never dawned on me, Todd, that I'm not supposed to, because by the halfway point, like the doctor, he creepy and all, he gave you the best decision to make. I don't think it was that hard of a decision, difficult decision emotionally, but sure, like you put that to the side, you got two for one, and it's healthier than this one. I know you want to name it after your mother, Wendy, and Reader Peter Pan and all that.
It was selfish. It was definitely
super selfish.
Yeah. Yeah. And like, you got to carry it to term for 9 months, but like Justin Theroux should have a say, and like him being a doctor too, they're two big brain motherfuckers saying like, this is the best option. Stop being a fucking woman about this.
But pregnancy brain.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That was fucking funny too, going through the whole thing. Is that pregnancy brain or mommy brain?
Oh, and that old lady school brain. Medical montage. That was pretty fucked up.
You guys are making me like this movie more.
There's a lot to like.
Yeah. It could have gone. Yeah, that's a theme today.
I think they teased us with that ending, and that's what dropped numbers.
I'll tell you, my rating would have went higher too. She would have just took like a handful of the doctor's sperm tubes and just shoved it in that motherfucker's mouth and gave it a palm strike. I would have been that would have raised it up for me for sure. There was opportunity there for that. Come on.
Yeah. I would have loved for when every time Dawn goes into the door, she's like, one for you, one for me.
We made like two movies into porn tonight.
Well, Super Deep made itself into one. Yeah. They knew what it was doing.
Well, transition. Let's fucking go spoilers with that damn thing. Did you guys like the fucking grenade ending with like Anchorman?
That was awesome. I like the whole thing at the end with him, you know, fused and everything. There's something very cool about just being like fused. Same thing with Gaia.
The way he ripped himself off to save her too, and he got him with his little claw thing. That was fucking great.
Right? His fucking femur or whatever. I don't know parts.
Yeah, it was, and like that dude, that fucking monster where they're all fucking fused together, and you just hear them screaming at the top of their lungs of how much pain they're in because they're all still fucking alive. Like, that was the part that got me like the most. I'm like, fuck, like, you know, they're still feeling every fucking inch of this pain, and just the monster itself looked fantastic. I mean, I love that, like, the scene when she finally gets through the elevator and it shoots out, like, that spear fucking hook tentacle arm thing at her. Like, that was great. And, yeah, like you said, the guy fused just that imagery of them being trapped in there with that and how, like, he's, like, telling her, don't go up, don't go up. That was great. And the infected girl, like, the way her fucking back is just, like, you know, fried to shit. She has like these rock looking fucking things coming out of her. That was just so gross looking. And I liked like how her like finger, like when she was like changing, her fingers all bent, like all backwards, and like how she melted to the floor, and you see her fucking jaw open, and you find out, you know, she's still alive feeling all of that. Like, fuck, that was really dark. I think this one deserves a second watch from me just for the sheer fact. Well, now it would be a third watch, but I think it deserves it again for me, because I definitely think my rating could go up with another viewing for it.
Got to find an undubbed version.
Yeah, dude, I think that would add so much to, for me at least.
Like, I can't tell if, because like I thought it was weird and like spaghetti westerny, but I couldn't tell for sure. So I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. But whatever it was, doesn't really work.
Yeah, it was very Italian with different languages. It seemed like they do on, like, you know, back in the day.
Yeah, it's weird how we accept that with a lot of the Italian stuff, but that's how it always was. Same thing, you know, Godzilla movies, you know, the dub.
Well, I think dubbing artists now sound a bit different. I don't know if it's because they're, like, as the worst is if you watch it feels like all of the dubbing now comes from, like, animated fare. It doesn't feel like we have, like, dubbing artists like we did back in the day when, you know, international film was a big deal. So we get, you know, great dubbing artists. I think that's made a difference to now.
Well, yeah, the theatrical releases too. I mean, we talk about that recently, just about, you know, if you were going to get a big release in the U.S. and, you know, how things changed. But I still like Super Deep. There were a couple of these movies where I was just like, I liked everything tonight for the most part,
it's pretty right in the middle. We didn't waste our time. We had a decent time, not a great time.
You guys got anything else for Super Deep?
No.
Yeah.
What about Unquiet Grave?
I have zero on that
one. No, I didn't really have to say, dude. I like the ending.
Yeah, the only thing I could say is just, you know, Jamie having to dig up Jules's corpse and ripping out her fucking heart. I thought that was a pretty powerful scene. I liked the way the corpse looked. It looked nice and decayed, and it was a nice practical effect. But yeah, other than that, like that, I really wish that movie had a little bit more to it, because on the emotional level for me, it was right there. But everything else was just lackluster. So, moving on to Vicious Fun. The way David Kochner's character Zach gets overkilled, fucking chopstick to the back of the fucking neck. Then the Japanese guy cuts open his fucking stomach so his guts are fucking spilling out. And then just for the coup de grace, fucking the clown just gets him with the syringe right to the fucking eyeball like a dartboard. Man, that was awesome. And then just watching Mike fucking Kurgan chop his ass up after, like, all the gore just looks so good.
Who got the intestinal strangulation? Good band, by the way. That was the Asian guy, right?
Yeah, it was the Japanese cannibal.
When that was fucking going down, I was like, hey, I like that band.
Well, and it's funny, that reminded me of a kill that we got in Skull the Mask, too. We've been seeing a lot of strangulation with your own entrails.
Do your thing.
There you go. I also, like, I love the little, the hokiness of the scene where we're getting, like, each killer's backstory and how, like, they all dress up like slashers and shit. Like, I love that. I also love the kill on Tony the cop by the clown hammering the fucking nail into his skull. Just simple, but, you know, you don't see something like that often, so I thought it was pretty cool. I also like...
His idea needs to be its own movie where he kills them, brings them back to life, and does it again. I'm like, that's making me hard.
the description of him being like a lizard in a human skin, I was like, yeah, dude, totally. Like, that motherfucker ain't human just because of how, like, crazy he is. Also, kill that Mike did on the cop with the mustache, you know, it was simple, like just hack somebody's arm and gut him, but, like, fucking looked great. The double pencils to the ear by Bobby on that other cop, that was fucking nice. We got a kill like that in Freaky too, where Vince Vaughn cracked the tennis racket in half and put it back together under Skull. So it reminded me of that. But my favorite kill is when Carrie knocks the fucking filing cabinet on the clown's head. Holy shit. Like, the way just his head just squished and it looked fucking awesome. And just the fact that he was paralyzed and couldn't move out of the way. And, like, for to me, he was, like, the sickest of them all. He got, like, the worst fucking kill, and that was great. And, yeah, just the ending, you know. He gets a girl, like. Good for you, man. Fucking, I'm all in for, like Dan said, I'm all in for a fucking series. Like, just watching those two fucking hunt down all the different horror, you know, tropes you could throw out into a fucking show. I think that would be a lot of fucking fun.
Yeah. Just take the supernatural formula, and instead of supernatural shit, go to serial killers. We're just checking them off the list each episode. I'm fucking in.
Yeah. Absolutely.
All right. Well, is that all we have for spoilers before I pull it?
Yeah, yep. I think so.
You want your rant first, Dan? I don't know what yours is. Feel good.
I'm trying to remember what mine was now.
I made a Pierce Brosnan being at
missed out buyer. Yes. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. There we go.
I have never, and it's a theme, maybe not so much now, but I never saw any comedy in just an actor dressing up as a woman. I never thought any of the like Norbit or
unless
any
it's
of that
Bugs Bunny.
Funny.
That's just Dan's afternoon.
No, it's I like white funny. Girls though. But that's
white
that's
girls a... is stupid.
Oh, it is. It's very
yeah,
stupid.
Not good. Stupid though.
I'm gonna argue with that one.
Miss Doubtfire is not.
I would rather watch. All.
Oh my god.
Miss Doubtfire is like the worst. It literally is. Kruger, do not. I watched it and it's just.
You hate watched it, Todd. I know you tried.
I tried not to. I tried not. Literally about a. The guy has to dress up in drag because his wife's a cunt who won't let him see his kids. Mm-hmm. How's that supposed to be fucking funny?
Robin Williams makes it funny. When he gets fucking. Not to turn this into the Mrs. Doubtfire review for Flesh on Horror, but you're like, there's a dude. The bus scene's hilarious. Someone tries to fucking purse snatch him, and he fucking manhandles him because he's a fucking man. Dude, the hot flash scene, Mrs. Selner. I love all of it.
Well,
I've just never found that concept funny. Now, Miss Doubtfire, and it's been forever, but I know that had a serious side to it.
It wasn't supposed to. Really?
I don't know. I haven't watched that movie in 20 years.
It's a comedy first, but you can say, I don't want to say dramedy, but yeah, it could fall in that category.
Well,
but
I'm going to say Robin Williams should have stole better jokes for this movie.
I think White Chicks is worse.
Oh, my God. Yeah,
Norbit, all of that shit.
Yeah, but
Big
no,
Mama's
you know
House. None of that shit is funny.
But you
none
know what the difference
what about
Nutty
Professor?
Oh, no.
That
shit made me throw up.
The first one had some funny gags. Anything else was...
Oh, I'm starting hashtag cancel Nutty Professor. They did not hire a fat black actor for that?
Scene alone in Nutty Professor kills me. Oh, you're killing the baby.
If I walk outside and throw a stone in any direction, I'm going to hit like Tyler Perry property. I'm in Tyler Perry country. I don't think that shit is funny at all. Kudos. Ooh. I mean, goddamn, there's people
going
that like
that word. I was like, "Whoa, yeah. Good for you."
No, but it just—it's not funny. I don't get it. It's the same fucking joke over and over. It's like,
I will say, if you enjoy that, please enjoy it.
Yeah, if you enjoy, yeah, hey,
Doubtfire is great. These guys are crazy.
Yeah, I'm glad you love it, Plugs, but. Did not work for me. And since Kruger wants to like stab his ears out at this point, I'm gonna do my second rant. Okay, here we go. Yeah, you might want to tune out. So I went and watched fucking Fast 9.
Oof.
It took me 2 tries because the first time someone tried to save me and pulled the smoke alarm or something, and we all had to evacuate.
Take a hint, man.
I was like 1:30 into a 2.5-hour movie. So I don't know why when I went to see it again, I didn't just go late, but I didn't. I got there right in time.
That's not in you.
No, I was planning on going late. Then I just like, because I was going to go the next day, but blah, blah, blah. Okay. I literally felt stupider for watching this movie. Like, like the other ones are dumb fun, but okay, it's not a sport. They go to fucking space.
Yeah, dude, that's fucking stupid.
I felt mentally subpar because I can't say the word I want to say.
Harder.
Exactly. I was like, it's funny because there was a couple of people laughing at stuff, and I was like, I need to know someone who like would like this movie. I know someone Lumpy would fucking love this movie, but I think I'm going to tell him to watch it and give us his review. I just don't.
It's too far from what it was because the first movie is a decent action flick.
It's Point Blank. It's a ripoff of Point Break. So let's be real.
Anything after that is shit, though. Dude.
Can you imagine if we were on Point Break, fucking 11, and Keanu Reeves was going to fucking space on his surfboard? Actually,
I would pay to see that.
I'm not up to date.
I'm not up to date. I've only seen up to three.
Okay. Can I interject just for one second? What the fuck were you expecting when with a movie with fucking John Cena as Vin Diesel's fucking brother? They're not even the same fucking race.
Well, they cover that. I can't remember the line, but yeah. No, I knew it was going to be bad and it was going to be dumb, but I felt
But I'm with you, Todd, because like everyone seems to like it. Because like whenever the trailers pop up at the Super Bowl parties or whatever, everyone's losing their fucking shit. Like, this is the coolest thing ever. I'm like, I think I'm missing out, and I do want to hop in on this short bus and have a good time, but I just can't pull the trigger. I want to see them. I just can't fucking, especially number 7, because James Wan did it. I wanted to catch up for that. Never got around to it. One day.
I don't know if it's the case of this one was missing The Rock and Jason Statham, which the last Fast movie I like was theirs, the Hobbs and Shaw. Okay. But yeah, they should have let it die off with Walker. I'm sorry, but they should have.
does John Cena give anybody a FU? Do we at least get to see that?
Yeah. No.
Oh, well, fuck that.
Do you think they're going a little more over the top to prepare you for like the fucking Fast and Furious blending with Jurassic Park, which is the fucking dumbest.
Is that an option? I will catch up to
you. Yeah, I still can't picture that actually happening.
That better not fucking happen.
I want these fucking fast cars and dinosaurs.
Fuck
that shit, dude. You make Cadillac and Dinosaurs the fucking movie. You don't fucking bring Fast and Furious into this shit and blend it with Jurassic Park. I would lose my goddamn shit and kill somebody if that fucking happens.
You can't see one of these fast
cut that cars. Out. You're gonna need to cut that out, Todd, because that's gonna be used against me.
One of the fucking cars driving up a fucking T-Rex or one of the big ass.
I can't see that being legit, but I've been told, I mean, people are talking like that's actually happening. I've been waiting for that, like, oh, it's all bullshit. I haven't heard it yet.
Just remember, guys, Dan is the living clickbait article.
Dude.
I hope I've never heard that one. All I know is the next one is the last one. God damn it, better.
It needs to fucking end. You're sending it to space.
Someone made a joke. It was like Fast 10, your seatbelt. I'm like, oh, that's
funny. Yeah, that was funny. I'd watch it if they just used that pun.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to watch it. Like, I normally don't shit on big popcorn movies, but this made me feel like after I watched The Mummy Returns. Sorry, Pugs. Like, that movie turned me off for summer blockbusters for a decade.
You're crazy.
Yeah, it was the first time when I watched it as The Mummy.
It's so nice they did it twice. No. I love the second one, minus the bad CG at the end. But also the design where the Scorpion King was on his hind legs, fucking way cooler than what we got. But anyway,
I had a tough time having a little kid talk shit to Adebisi from Oz.
Oh my god, I am fucking pissed. I left out the whole fucking Zola story on the Zola review.
Oh, well, now you can make it good on
it. All right, well, it's not a spoiler to the movie, so because I fucking forgotten the last review. All right.
Please listen to that one, guys.
Please do. What was it? Stephanie, that was the lead? Like, I think her family was in the front row of the theater.
Riley Keough, you mean, played Stephanie.
Well, I mean, no, Stephanie, I think this was her family. They got out of the trailer park.
Oh,
they brought their two 10-year-old children. which I have no problem. If you go see whatever movie you want, watch that shit at home. Don't bring little kids into this. But there was a few times
with a gangbang and frontal nudity. That's fucking weird. That's so,
I do have to see this.
No. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying don't leave your 10-year-olds at home. Like,
that's not what Dan says.
It was funny because like there's one time, like the mom's like, "All right, cover your eyes." And then they cover your eyes, and I can hear him. Is it okay now? Normally this noise would annoy me, but I was laughing too much. And then like the part that made the whole theater laugh was I lost my train of thought. It was during the gangbang as mentioned. they were already covering their eyes and they literally just got up and was like, "This is a sex movie, we're leaving."
What did think it was?
The little girl said that. The family stayed. So the little girls went outside the theater and the whole theater laughed when they yelled that out in the middle of the gangbang.
I have a feeling they told them to go play in the arcade.
No, they came back like 10 minutes later.
Oh, well, yeah, because that doesn't get any better.
they covered their eyes a few more times. I just thought it was hilarious. But yeah, they look like they were relatives of Stephanie.
When is this movie coming to VOD? Is there any chance it's coming in soon?
It's 8:24. There's not a timeline I know of yet.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think I've heard anything.
That's a good movie story. It's not, you know, it doesn't need to be in the review.
That's still fucking hilarious though.
That is pretty funny.
Yeah. I mean, what did you think you were going to? You know, the very least, it's a stripper movie. I mean, but you look at that trailer, there's a lot of signs of what you're going to get.
I thought it was Izuka in that Disney movie.
Hey, I will answer this with this. I have seen newborn babies in the front rows of deathmatch tournaments. End of story.
But have you had any of them get hit with the Singapore cane or light tube?
That's when you grab it, use it as a weapon.
That has been done.
All right. Well, shit. Kruger, do you have a rant since we just...
No. Other than fucking... Fuck it's, Fast and the Furious.
It's my goddamn fault for watching a Fast and the Furious movie. That's
not even just that though. Just like I remember vividly watching the trailer and being like, "That looks like the dumbest motherfucking thing I have ever seen." It like, especially with the John Cena and
the Vin Diesel. Isn't that the point, though?
Maybe, but like, it just for me, that is the stupidest fucking thing ever. And I maybe they do explain it well, but. For me, I was just like, "That's dumb as fuck. We're bringing John Cena in here. Give him
That's the most believable thing about it. Like, it's shown in the trailer where fucking he drives across the fucking mountain and uses a rope to swing across. I was like, so I expected dumb, but I didn't expect.
No, and go ahead.
Don't they resurrect somebody that's like been dead for like six movies too? And it just looks. So
what's her ass? Dumb. I don't even.
They resurrect a couple people in this.
Yeah, where it was just like, "God damn, this is dumb."
But you know what? Well, one's in the trailer. But
yeah, that's why I'm referencing it. Yeah. And I'm just like, that's just fucking stupid. That's just like,
have no problem because I love a better tomorrow. So I was glad to see him back.
Did they have CGI Paul Walker flying through space, shooting laser beams?
It's burning like Freddy Krueger.
I'm not saying a word.
Oh my god.
Fuck him.
They bring him. Oh, that's fucked up. All right, yeah, I won't be seeing that. But yeah.
Oh no. You know what? That is a perfect let's get drunk and watch along.
I've told this before, but I'll tell it again. My most uncomfortable theater experience was going to see the one right after.
So that Paul was seven,
the
right?
one that I don't know, I don't care. The one that Paul Walker died during the middle of it, and when they do the car thing at the end, my brother's wife was crying, and that is why I don't like her. Well, amongst other reasons.
One of the reasons.
That's the reason.
That was the nail in the coffin.
Yeah. Because she was being really loud, and then other people were crying, and I'm just like.
She was ugly crying?
I just wanted to stand up. I'm glad he's dead. Fuck you all and walk out. I didn't do that, but.
You should have. You would have been the fucking biggest G that day.
One day we'll get up to. Well, when you go see Fast 10, you can yell.
Yeah. Well, maybe we'll do a Patreon review. No,
I would have to be so drunk. Yeah. I'd have to be like, dude, I'd have to be UEW fucking drunk. Let's just put it that way. So, fucking cheap plug. Go check out my commentary on one of my worst matches on our Patreon, patreon.com/fleshwoundfeatures. Starts at $1. Watch me relive concussions and wrestling bullshit.
Mm-hmm. Please and thank you.
Yeah.
Well, on that note,
I think we went through everything.
With that being said, Dan, pimp out our shit and let's get the fuck out of here.
Absolutely. Be sure to like, share, subscribe, and comment also on YouTube. That's a big one. So please do that for us. It really helps the channel. We did the patreon.com/fleshwoundfeatures, fleshwoundfeatures.com, which has links to everything, including our Teespring store. You can get official Christmas cruelty movie merchandise. Flesh Wound Radio on Twitter. Follow us there. Horror Cartel Flesh Wound Radio Group on Facebook. Check out our new Discord, our Twitch. We are everywhere now.
All the links are in the description, and they're going to pop on the screen at the end, too. So
there you go. Absolutely. Good night.
Mr. Todd?
He throws it off when he does it out of order.
I know. It's Guten Tag, motherfucker. Say it.
I'm not going to say it because you want me to say it.
All right. Kruger,
stay sick, motherfuckers.
All right. I'll see you in Disneyland. Adios.